Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bengals.
Chase to the end zone. That's a Bengal touchdown.
Browns.
Tossed down. Miles Garrett gets home.
Steelers.
Pressure ball out. Picked up. What? Touchdown Steelers.
Ravens.
Lamar winding up. Going deep for Bateman. He's got it.
The toughest division in football. Notes from the North. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
410-583-1057 is how you join us. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Notes from the North here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Just tuning into the show, just waking up, haven't heard for whatever reason. Joe Burrow, turf toe surgery, getting surgery, going to be out at least 3 months with his catastrophic blow to the Bengals, who have missed the playoffs the previous two seasons, expected to level up this year. They drafted Stewart. They gave Hendrickson a raise, even though there was a lot of drama surrounding both of those situations. But for the Cincinnati Bengals, this is a big one, and we'll get into it here in a second. But yesterday, the guy that replaced Joe Burrow, who was 7-for-13 with a touchdown before the injury, Jake Browning. And, you know, he had his moments of brilliance. He had a little screw-up or two there. But in the end, he scored the game when he touched him.
Browning, big ball. One hand. Are you serious? Mitchell Tinsley.
CBS on the call. Jake Browning, 21 of 32, 241 yards, two touchdowns. Tinsley getting the fun there as the Cincinnati Bengals stunned the Jacksonville Jaguars, 31-27. Jacksonville, with their full complement of players, which included Trevor Lawrence, couldn't get the win on the road. But for Cincinnati, they improved to 2-0 on the year. Jamar Chase, how about this monster stat line? 14-for-165 and a TD there, because Higgins, he had 3-for-55 and a TD himself. But they were quiet against Cleveland. Cleveland just totally stoned them with Burrow. But they got it done. And with Jake Browning, so Vinny, picks aside, is Jake Browning a guy good enough to at least keep them? Because they got a two-game head start on 500.
Right.
Can he keep them treading water to when Burrow eventually comes back in, what, mid-December, if in fact it happens the way they think it will?
Oh, Bob, they got a tough schedule, too, coming up here shortly. I'm going to say I don't think he can. I think it's going to be tough. Their defense has got to step up and play, you know, and I don't know if defense is good enough. And you know, the offensive line, Burrow saved him so much. I'll say it's going to be tough for him, Bob.
Tre Hendrickson did have the sack that the Bengals had yesterday.
He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a couple in the year for Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, former number one overall pick in the draft. Let's not forget that. 24-42, three TDs, two picks. As Jacksonville falls to 1-1 on the season.
I'm sure that's a disappointing loss for Jacksonville. Probably felt like, you know, they should have won that game. You know, especially when starting quarterback goes out. So, yeah, that was a bad loss. And Trevor Lawrence, I mean, Bob, this is year five. Year five, and you're still wondering, you know, I mean, he's had what? Three head coach. Yeah, and they're all like, they're trying to get Trevor Lawrence squared away.
Yeah, so good luck with Jacksonville there. By the way, the Bengals are at Minnesota coming up this weekend, taking on the Vikings, who got spanked last night. We'll get to that when we do our picks. Elsewhere in the AFC North, Steelers, their home opener after that dramatic win against the Jets. Let's not forget, even though Rodgers threw four touchdown passes against New York, they still needed a 60-yard field goal at the end.
Yep.
to win that one up at the Meadowlands. They came home yesterday, taking on the Seattle Seahawks, who lost their opener against San Francisco. And we talk about football IQ with Trenton Simpson. How about this one happening yesterday at whatever they call it? It's Acrisure Stadium.
To stabilize the team and the offense and go win some of these fourth quarter tight ball games.
Oh, bad bounce goes through the hands of Caleb Johnson. He may have touched that ball. That would be a live ball. Let's see what the ruling is here. It is a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Oh, Seattle gets the score!
Fox on the call there. Caleb Johnson off the shoulder pad, clipped the fingers a little bit, and I didn't notice any black jerseys chasing the ball.
No, not at all.
And Seattle goes in, and they get the touchdown on that muffed kickoff there. And in doing so, help secure a win at Pittsburgh 31-17. But, Vinny, how does that sort of thing happen, man? You've had mini camp, you've had OTA, you've had training camp, and now the games are real. The action is hot.
And that was a rookie doing it, too, and he's returned kicks this year for them so far. So that was a total blunder, total. Because, Bob, all he's got to do is kneel down to get the ball on the 35-yard line. That's all he's got to do, just kneel down. I mean, he just thought that, you know.
But once he touched it, it's all hands on deck here.
Yes, yes, and nobody chased it.
Yeah, George Halani is the player for Seattle. He gets the win. So the Seahawks get the W at Pittsburgh. Sam Darnold, I mean, mixed results with some of the fun that he did yesterday. Taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was 22 of 33 for two touchdowns, two picks. Kenneth Walker, after a quiet opener, 13 carries for 105 yards and a TD. So based on the first couple of games of the season, this isn't exactly the steel curtain when it comes to stopping the run right now.
There's no curtain whatsoever. I mean, they give up the run. They couldn't stop it in week one. And they definitely haven't stopped it in week two. And they've got to hope that Derek Harmon, the rookie they drafted in the first round, can come. He's a defensive tackle, can come and help him. And I don't know if Cameron Hayward's probably in the best shape of his life, Bob, because he was holding in all the time. So they got, and Patrick Queen, where are you? You know, so they've got some problems.
Yeah, a week after throwing for four touchdowns, Aaron Rodgers, 18 of 33. 203 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. Quarterback rating, an extremely pedestrian 58.
Yeah, and in reality,
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the interceptions shouldn't have been an interception, should have been a touchdown. And then, you know, I mean, they gave him a play there where Pittsburgh should have had another touchdown. And then, you know, the kick return, you know. So they kind of screwed up 14 points.
DK Metcalf did score a TD for the Steelers against his former team. Pittsburgh next Sunday at New England. 1.5-point favorites over the Pats, who won at Miami. And again, we'll get to that in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, this could be an interesting game. That'll be another game, Bob, that's going to be a very close, tight game, you know, because neither team's great.
And then for Cleveland, who the Ravens thumped yesterday, especially in the second half, they're hosting the Green Bay Packers, Pack 2-0, with wins over Detroit and Washington. 8.5-point favorites on the road against the Browns. And it could be Joe Flacco's last start. Will we be surprised, for instance, if Stefanski meets with the media whenever and says, well, we're going to go with Dylan Gabriel here? Or is that unfair?
I don't think
against that defense right now.
Well, Micah Parsons is going to get those tackles. It's going to be crazy, you know, because those tackles can't block very well. And that Green Bay defense is playing as good as any right now.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's get a call in. Nolan, is that cool? Before we get to the break, let's go to Cool C at Timonium. Cool C, thanks for holding. You're on with Vinny Haney and Quick Draw McGraw here.
Okay, real quick to Vinny. Vinny, if it bounces in the landing zone and goes into the end zone and you kneel it down, you only get it on the 20. You don't get it on the 35. Only if it goes into the end zone in the air. Okay? So if it bounces in the landing zone anywhere, you must return, period. If you goes into the end zone, you take a knee, you only get it on the 20. Now, Andrews was a touchdown. I'm sick and tired of these officials. They should have called it a touchdown and reviewed it. And I don't know why Harbaugh didn't challenge that. He caught the ball. He held it. He took two steps, and then it got punched out. Do you agree with me on that? That was a touchdown to Andrews. I don't understand the call. And yeah, Harbaugh was ready to throw the flag.
He was.
Because it wasn't a touchdown, they didn't review it from upstairs.
Yeah, and I think they said he needed to have 2 feet down and then make a football move. They said he never made a football move. That's what the announcer said. I thought, you know, bam, bam, he had 2 feet down. That would have been an interesting challenge by Harbs, but I think at that time, I think Harbs wanted to say, in case he needed timeouts, if they didn't win it.
We'll come back, look at our picks for this weekend, to our games tonight as well. We'll take a couple more phone calls as well at 410-583-1057. You want to join us for NFL lunch, feel free to get into that party coming up at 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. Look what happened in the division outside of the Orioles getting swept at Toronto. And then Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com talking about 2 weeks of the NFL season in and who are the coaches on the hot seat. I think we can kind of figure it out for now, can't we?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.